30 days after the capture of Dejah Thoris, or about the time of our coming to Thark, his vessel had reached Helium with about 10 survivors of the original crew of 700 officers and men. Immediately, 7 great fleets, each of 100 mighty warships, had been dispatched to search for Dejah Thoris, and from these vessels, 2,000 smaller craft had been kept out continuously in futile search for the missing princess. 2 green Martian communities had been wiped off the face of Barsoom by the avenging fleets, but no trace of Dejah Thoris had been found. They had been searching among the northern hordes, and only within the past few days had they extended their quest to the south. Kantos Khan had been detailed to one of the small one-man flyers, and had had the misfortune to be discovered by the Wahoons while exploring their city. The bravery and daring of the man won my greatest respect and admiration. Alone, he had landed at the city's boundary, and on foot had penetrated to the buildings surrounding the plaza. For 2 days and nights he had explored their quarters and their dungeons in search of his beloved princess, only to fall into the hands of a party of Wahoons as he was about to leave, after assuring himself that Dejah Thoris was not a captive there. During the period of our incarceration, Kantos Khan and I became well acquainted and formed a warm personal friendship. A few days only elapsed, however, before we were dragged forth from our dungeon for the great games. We were conducted early one morning to an enormous amphitheater, which instead of having been built upon the surface of the ground, was excavated below the surface. It had partially filled with debris, so that how large it had originally been was difficult to say. In its present condition, it held the entire 20,000 Wahoons of the assembled hordes. The arena was immense, but extremely uneven and unkempt. Around it, the Wahoons had piled building stone from some of the ruined edifices of the ancient city to prevent the animals and the captives from escaping into the audience, and at each end had been constructed cages to hold them until their turns came to meet some horrible death upon the arena. Kantos Khan and I were confined together in one of the cages. In the others were wild Khalats, Thoats, mad Zitadars, green warriors, and women of other hordes, and many strange and ferocious wild beasts of Barsoom which I had never before seen. The din of their roaring, growling, and squealing was deafening, and the formidable appearance of any one of them was enough to make the stoutest heart feel grave forebodings.